Last night in Philadelphia, the Democratic candidates for president held their first debate in more than a month. Conducted at Drexel University and broadcast on MSNBC, the pre-debate hype was all about how Illinois Senator Barack Obama would come out swinging hard at frontrunner Hillary Clinton, who has seen her lead in national polls, as well as in New Hampshire, only increase since the last debate. But some analysts say it was actually John Edwards, banking on a victory in Iowa to keep his candidacy viable, who hit harder and was more effective against the former First Lady. Tom Hartman is a talk show host on the Air America Network. WMNF spoke with him this morning for his thoughts on this two-hour debate.
With regard to the entire gestalt, first of all, it's now obvious that Bill Richardson is running for vice president, not for president. And I was surprised, frankly, by how weak Barack Obama's, I'm not sure attack is the right word, but challenges, let's say, to Hillary Clinton were. Chris Matthews for several days has been basically giving him the talking points, and he didn't use them. It was John Edwards who came out and pointed out that Hillary Clinton has taken more money from lobbyists and PACs than any candidate, including all the Republican candidates, that she's taken more money from defense lobbyists than even any of the Republican candidates. And, you know, really came after her in these regards as basically being the representative of the establishment. And if this election really is going to be about change, then one would think that the Democratic Party would want a standard bearer who is not, you know, the same old, and that's the distinction that Edwards is trying to draw. And I was surprised Barack Obama didn't do a better job of it, although he's been taking a lot of that same money as well. That said, I think Hillary did a very good job of defending herself in several occasions. There were several answers that she gave that were sort of non-answers, but she did it so masterfully, I don't think most people realized that they didn't get a straight answer.
Perhaps the most intense exchange of the debate was when moderator Tim Russert asked Clinton her thoughts on the controversial proposal by New York Governor Eliot Spitzer on giving driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. After Russert asked if any other candidate agreed with Clinton, Connecticut Senator Chris Dodd said he did not, calling it troublesome. That led to a back and forth before Russert interjected.
Do you support his plan?
You know, Tim, this is where everybody plays gotcha. It makes a lot of sense. What is the governor supposed to do? He is dealing with a serious problem. We have failed, and George Bush has failed. Do I think this is the best thing for any governor to do? No. But do I understand the sense of real desperation trying to get a handle on this? Remember, in New York, we want to know who's in New York. We want people to come out of the shadows. He's making an honest effort to do it. We should have passed immigration reform.
That fuzzy response allowed Clinton's opponents to jump on her, and they did. First off, John Edwards.
Unless I missed something, Senator Clinton said two different things in the course of about 2 minutes, just a few minutes ago. And I think this is a real issue for the country. I mean, America is looking for a president who will say the same thing, who will be consistent, who will be straight with them.
Barack Obama then pounced on Clinton.
I was confused on Senator Clinton's answer. I can't tell whether she was for it or against it. And I do think that is important. One of the things that we have to do in this country is to be honest about the challenges that we face.
Air America talk show host Tom Hartman agreed that Clinton made a mess of her answer and says the GOP will use that response against her.
This is something I'm expecting within the next 24 hours. You're going to see, probably within the next 8 hours, you're going to see a position statement come out of her campaign. If she supports Spitzer in offering driver's licenses to people who are in this country illegally, she's doomed. It'll be an absolute disaster. Very, very few Americans, Republican or Democratic, are on board for that. And, I mean, you know, even people who are in favor of some sort of immigration reform that's going to give legal status to the people who are here illegally, by and large, are not in favor of simply willy-nilly passing out driver's licenses to people.
Tom Hartman is also the author of the new book, Cracking the Code: How to Win Hearts, Change Minds, and Restore America's Original Vision. In it, he criticizes Hillary Clinton's communication skills. But the New York senator has surprised many this year with her strong campaign and strong performances during the debates, with the exception perhaps of last night. Hartman agrees.
I think she's gotten very good. I met her, I think it must have been about 3 years ago. My wife and I were in Washington, D.C., along with a few other talk show hosts, and had a small meeting with her and also a small meetings with Joe Biden and Ted Kennedy and a couple of other politicians. And she seemed a little ill at ease. You know, I mean, she's successful in getting elected to the Senate, which is a huge thing in and of itself. But from the time that she started this campaign until today, she has, I think, really hit her stride. She's become a very competent communicator.
That's talk show host Tom Hartman. We'll hear more from him tomorrow night on the evening news about his new book. Among the other highlights from last night's debate included this slam at the GOP frontrunner in the race for president, Rudy Giuliani, that was delivered by Delaware Senator Joe Biden.
Rudy Giuliani. I mean, think about it. Rudy Giuliani, there's only three things he mentioned in a sentence, a noun and a verb and 9/11. I mean, there's nothing else. There's nothing else. And I mean it sincerely.
Trying to spice up the debate, perhaps, moderator Tim Russert asked Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich about Shirley MacLaine's new book, in which he says he sighted a UFO. Russert then followed up by asking if Barack Obama believed in extraterrestrials as well.
This is a serious question. The godmother of your daughter, Shirley MacLaine, writes in her new book that you sighted a UFO over her home in Washington State, that you found the encounter extremely moving, that it was a triangular craft, silent and hovering, that if you felt a connection to your heart and heard directions in your mind. Now, did you see a UFO?
I did, and the rest of the account, it was unidentified flying object, okay? It's unidentified. I saw something. Now, to answer your question, I'm also going to move my campaign office to Roswell, New Mexico, and another one in Exeter, New Hampshire, okay? And also, you have to keep in mind that Jimmy Carter saw a UFO, and also that more people in this country have seen UFOs, and I think approve of George Bush's presidency.
Wait,
we're just getting started here.
We have about 14% of Americans say they have seen UFOs. I'm going to move.
What was the percentage?
14%.
What was that percentage?
14.
Thank you.
I want to see. I'm going to ask Senator Obama a question in the same line. The three astronauts of Apollo 11 who went to the moon back in 1969 all said that they believe there is life beyond Earth. Do you agree?
You know, I don't know, and I don't presume to know. What I know is there is life here on Earth, and that we're not attending to life here on Earth. We're not taking care of kids who are alive and unfortunately are not getting health care. We're not taking care of senior citizens who are alive and are seeing their heating prices go up. So as president, those are the people I will be attending to first.
There may be
some other folks on their way.
Let's